Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on Pass the Hash, a 27-year-old attack that still dominates APT playbooks and enabled some of the most devastating breaches in history. We'll cover why NTLM's fundamental design makes this attack possible, walk through real exploitation with working code, and explain exactly which controls actually stop lateral movement. No theoretical hand-waving. Just the technical truth about credential theft. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Pass the Hash, PTH, was first publicly documented by Paul Ashton in 1997, when he demonstrated that Windows authentication could be completed using only the NTLM hash without knowing the plaintext password. The technique remained largely academic until Hernan Ochoa released the Pass the Hash Toolkit in 2008, weaponizing it for penetration testers. The fundamental vulnerability lies in NTLM's challenge response design. When authenticating, Windows doesn't transmit the password. It uses the NT hash as a cryptographic key to respond to a server challenge. Critically, the hash itself becomes the credential. If an attacker extracts this hash from memory, via LSOS, or disk, SAM database, they can authenticate as that user without ever decrypting it. This isn't a bug. It's architectural. Microsoft designed NTLM in 1993 when memory protection was primitive and local admin access implied physical access. The assumptions: hashes in LSOS memory are protected by OS isolation. Only trusted processes access authentication subsystems. Network segments provide trust boundaries. All three assumptions collapse in modern environments with commodity malware, credential theft tools, and flat networks. Microsoft acknowledged this in KB 2871997, 2014, introducing mitigations but stopping short of disabling NTLM entirely due to backward compatibility. Here's my take on this. NTLM treats the hash as the secret, not the password. That's not a vulnerability. It's the protocol working exactly as designed. The vulnerability is that we still use it. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. APT-29, Cozy Bear, SolarWinds campaign, 2020, CISA confirmed that Russian state actors used Pass the Hash extensively for lateral movement after initial compromise via the SolarWinds Orion backdoor. Attackers harvested NTLM hashes from domain controllers to access email servers and cloud resources. NotPetya, 2017, this destructive wiper masquerading as ransomware incorporated mimikatz for credential harvesting and used PTH for propagation across enterprise networks. Maersk, Merck, and FedEx suffered billions in damages. The malware's lateral movement module specifically targeted NTLM hashes in LSOS. Operation Cloud Hopper, APT-10, 2016-2017. Chinese state actors compromised managed service providers using PTH to pivot from MSP networks into customer environments. The UK NCSC advisory specifically cited NTLM hash theft as a primary TTP. Mimikatz public release, 2011 present, Benjamin Delpy's release of Mimikatz transformed PTH from specialist technique to commodity attack. His research demonstrating LSAS credential extraction earned a place in virtually every red team's toolkit and forced Microsoft to implement Credential Guard. Here's my take on this. NotPetya proved that automated PTH at scale turns a single compromised endpoint into an enterprise-wide catastrophe in under an hour. Most defenders still aren't prepared for that velocity. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized penetration testing with local administrator access on at least one domain joined Windows system. We'll extract hashes and move laterally to a secondary target. 1. Target identification. Enumerate domain computers and identify high-value targets, servers, admin workstations. 2. Hash extraction with Mimikatz. Extract NTLM hashes from LSAS. Requires local admin on the compromised host. 3. Pass the hash execution. Use the extracted hash to authenticate to the target without the plaintext password. MPackets tools are ideal. 4. Verification. Confirm successful authentication and document access. 5. Evidence collection. Document for your report. Screenshot of hash extraction showing username/domain/hash. Network capture showing NTLM authentication, Wireshark filter. Command output proving target system access. Windows security event 4624, logon type 3, on target with source IP. For stealth assessments, CrackMapExec provides efficient multi-host validation. Here's my take on this. Always try MiExec before SigExec. It doesn't write a service binary to disk and generates far fewer forensic artifacts. Defenders often tune detection specifically for SigExec service creation pattern. Defense Playbook. Detection. Monitor Windows security event 4624 for logon type 3, network, with NTLM authentication. Especially from unexpected sources. Alert on event 4776, credential validation, failures followed by success from the same source. Indicates hash spraying. Deploy Microsoft Ada or Defender for identity to detect PTH patterns. Prevention. Credential Guard. Enable Windows Credential Guard via GPO to isolate LSAS in a virtualized container. Mimikatz cannot extract hashes from protected LSAS. Protected Users Group. Add privileged accounts to the Protected Users Security Group. Disables NTLM authentication entirely for those accounts. Lapse. Deploy Local Administrator Password Solution to randomize local admin passwords. Preventing hash reuse across systems. Network segmentation. Implement tiered administration. Tier 0 credentials never touch tier half systems. Validation. After implementing Credential Guard, run Mimikatz on a test system. Should return. Access denied. Or show only protected credentials. Framework mappings. MITRE ATT and CKT 1550.002. Pass the hash, mitigated by Credential Guard and network segmentation. SysControl 5.4, restrict administrator privileges, protected users group implementation. Here's my take on this. Enable Credential Guard this week. It's been available since Windows 10 and Server 2016. Requires only a GPO change on compatible hardware, and eliminates the primary hash extraction vector. There's no excuse for leaving LSAS unprotected in 2026. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. NTLM's design treats the password hash as equivalent to the password itself. This is architectural, not a bug. Making pass the hash a fundamental protocol weakness. Takeaway 2. NotPetya demonstrated that automated PTH enables enterprise-wide destruction within an hour of initial compromise, causing billions in damages to global organizations. Takeaway 3. Windows Credential Guard isolates LSAS in a virtualized container, preventing hash extraction. This single GPO change eliminates the primary attack vector. Takeaway 4. Tiered administration architecture ensures tier 0 credentials, domain admins, never touch lower tier systems. Breaking the lateral movement chain even if hashes are compromised. That's the reality of pass the hash in 2026. An attack older than some of you listening, yet still tearing through enterprise networks because organizations won't flip the switches Microsoft gave them a decade ago. Credential Guard. Protected users. Lapsy. Implement them this quarter. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.